Hey, 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 welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Technology.
Hi, everyone. This week, podcast for next until tomorrow, actually, too. In the space I am emotionally in, and the space I am professionally, in the space that I am as an educator, I just don't want to fake it anymore. Not saying, no, let me take the word fake, because I'm not faking. Let me take that particular part out of my statement. I want to be transparent to what I'm struggling with. I just left my classroom and become a new leader. I've been doing it, not new officially. I've been leader during the summer. I run after school program I created and do the different things. Business-wise, I have a great business sense too. If I'm still learning better marketing skills, of course, that comes with time. So when I come to that area, I'm very good. Right now, like I said yesterday, I am concerned. I'm allowing myself and I'm learning to recognize that I need support and how to get rid of the devil. I don't know who came up with the devils in the details. I guess I'm not the only one that suffered with that. So I had to sit down today and write a prayer. But what would my ideal job be? You know, where I would have time to focus and have time for my brain to process, to catch the detail. Because right now, because it's catching me, it's interfering with my job position. It's interfering with my money. Now, you know, all of us, we work too hard to have any skills that you have or that I have to interfere with my money. So I'm writing this podcast to be transparent. I would love to have a job. In the meantime, while I do support people on the side, that actually I want a job like I'm supporting the people on the side, where I have my client that come to me and then I spend a couple of hours with them, getting to know them inside out, asking them questions. And then I have a week to come up with a plan that suits who it is that I'm talking to. And what I don't know, I have a time to look and research for. Right? And then like, there's always a template. There's always somebody that's willing to support me where I have time to put the plan together. And I work virtually and I work on that client. I personalize their plan of growth and their plan of action. And I work with a group of people where I could discuss, hey, I'm thinking this. What do you think? This client needs this. I noticed that you have this service. Can we collaborate? That way I could provide value. In the current job that I have, I don't have that. You know, the capacity that I have is resource gathering, tool gathering, teaching tips, strategies, and collaboration and teaching and say, hey, you know, Dr. Philip, I was struggling on teaching this young student or my classroom management or this and this is not working. And I'll come in and observe and I'll have a meeting and say, hey, what would you like to do? And me and the teacher work out a plan. That's what I was expecting to be doing because that's what I do on the side and that's what I love to do. I want a job too. I could do that again. I want to work on a job that pull out my strength, you know, where I could hire an editor, where I could outsource somebody to do the nitty gritty and work out my strength. I want that. If somebody have a virtual job where you're looking for someone to work in a team to develop professional pathways for educators to get better, not just for selling purposes. I do actually sit down with the educators and actually listen. My problem with a lot of the professional development, that coming from top, they never once ask me, do I need this? They never give me the opportunity to say it. I needed to hire the consultant. The consultant come in and give these wonderful things. And then some, depending on the company, some of them are really good and some of them are really bad. But what I'm saying is I was never involved in the decision making. That's what I want to change. And that's why I want an opportunity to work on a team where that first priority is to hear from the team. Hey, what would you like? Do you know who you are? Do you know how you learned? Do you know where you want to go? How you want to get there? I want somebody to do that for me right now in this position. And I had to talk to one of my supervisors and be honest with her. It's like, I have a great set of skills that I'm good at, but what you desire for me or the part of me that I'm not strong on, this position is not necessarily for me. And I was looking at it as a defeating moment. And the way I explained it to people around me that I was being defeated, I didn't really take an opportunity to see it. It was just an opportunity for me to be honest with what, like I'm trying to tell you to do, be honest with what you know. And I got an opportunity to do it, you know, and I'm doing that. I'm choosing to be in the best part of me. I have the right, after putting 20 years in the classroom or living in this planet for 49 something years, to start determining the life that I want and stop worrying about what people think failure is because I'm not doing things exactly the way they want me to, you know, people around you. So I'm willing and ready to continue to grow my skill set to catch the devil as much as I can. And I'm okay with it being 50-50. And I just have to work with a team of members that will catch the other 50 for me. So I'm great math teacher, STEM teacher, code, building relationship, educational technology. I'm just all, I got a lot. I'm persevered, disciplined, collaborative, teachable, follow through, finish, taskmaster. I'm all that. That's what I want to work out of. And I'm just going to pray that God lead me to my next position because I only want to work for 15 more years and then that's it. And I want the next 15 years to be pleasant. Even though it's a challenging that's going on with education, but I needed to happen to lit up the mess that's going on with education. Look at society. I'm put all that on education. And I'm a teacher. So I know some of you may be offended about what I'm saying, but I'm saying it. Education in this country is still rooted in a lot of negativity. The seed grow poor seed, poor trees, poor fruits. Every now and then something good come out of it. I was listening to this gentleman. Let me find a name for you before I quote the wrong person. And what's his name? I can't think of the guy's name. I'm sorry. I see his face, but I can't think of the guy's name. It's not on here. So he was talking about bad apples, good apples, and policing. He's a talk show host. And I like that statement. He said, when you poor seed grow poor trees, and poor trees, bad trees, give bad fruit. And education is one of them. And right now, those of us who love it, there's a lot of great people that are meeting in this space that generally want to start planting good seed where young people can actually come out with an education that's valid to them. So those of you that are listening to me, that are downloading this part right here, I'm at info@parallelograminstitute.com. You know, reach out because I'm asking for my community support at this time again because I don't do well with negative emotion. I'm doing my best to keep moving and keep fighting because I have a great relationship. My God is wonderful. I don't like the lesson. I don't like the discomfort, but he's in complete control. And I know he's going to pair me up with the right group of people that's going to help me grow to continually be a better person and have a great impact and disrupt education and build a new. We can't build on the old one. We have to build a new one to have a society where we could be proud of, where our grandchildren are going to be proud of. As I always said, thank you so much for being such a great, wonderful teacher. As you can tell, I'm still willing to learn because I figured out the more I learn, the easier my job is going to be to instruct the educators that I'm going to support and then I'm going to be a better innovator. That's why I'm taking the time to be transparent what my struggle is. Also, too, the, you know, my classroom is the platform, and we got to use it to make change in our society. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for coming and joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to. Hopefully, what I share with you today will not only resonate with you, but also will help you on this journey as we share these strategies to help others escape their unnecessary agony. And if this episode did help you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know will need it. Our mission will only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I hope I can help you even further by sharing with you how to build our tribe of educators, and even sub-tribe that is built to last. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then be sure to look out for an opportunity to get a free PDF of tech integration do's and don'ts, which will be announced in one of our episodes. I want to help you apply these three secrets of technology integration to step into your role as a leader to help me end the endless suffering of classroom educators not feeling comfortable with technology or feeling overwhelmed and lost. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll see you in the trenches, my friend.